Guitarist and singer John Pizzarelli has recorded many albums of great jazz and pop standards. One of the reasons I like Pizzarelli is his relaxed sense of rhythm. It seems to come naturally to him, perhaps because he's the son of the great guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli and started playing with him as a boy. Bucky played with some of the top performers of his time like Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Peggy Lee, and Rosemary Clooney. Bucky plays guitar on John's new album, Dear Mr. Sinatra, which features songs recorded by Sinatra.
I thought I found the girl of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can't see the way this ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Why should I care though she gave me? Why should I cry, heave a sigh, and wonder why, and wonder why?
The songs on Dear Mr. Sinatra include You Make Me Feel So Young, I've Got You Under My Skin, and How About You? John Pizzarelli chose this song, Can't We Be Friends, as an homage to the late guitarist George Van Epps, who played on Sinatra's recording. On John's version, his father Bucky takes the solo. That's from John Pizzarelli's new CD, Dear Mr. Sinatra, and we heard John singing and Bucky Pizzarelli, his father, featured on guitar. Welcome, both of you, back to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
John, on the liner notes of your new CD, you thank your father for the best thump in the business. What do you mean by that?
Well, the thump that you hear throughout the record is just the way he plays rhythm guitar. I think that the sound of his guitar is the heartbeat of the whole band. You know, Jeff Hamilton will tell you too how great that sound of that is as a drummer. To hear that rhythm guitar sound is it's really thrilling to me, actually, and I just love the sound of it. And a lot of people call it a chunk, but I call it a thump because it's more of a heartbeat to me than it is anything else, so I call it a thump. I love his thump.
But John, you play rhythm guitar yourself, so why do you prefer on this album, for instance, to have your father playing the rhythm?
Because he's better than me. So if you have somebody who's better than you at rhythm guitar, it's always good, especially if he's related, because he'll work for scale. But in this case, that's really the reason. I mean, he's the best doing what he does. So I figured I always try to hire the best musicians, and I can play rhythm guitar, but not like him. So it was, and it's easier for him to do it. Because he's not singing.
Bucky, did you ever sing?
No, I wish I could.
It made more money, right? Over the...
Bucky, when John was a boy, did you think at some point that one day you'd be playing on his records in addition to him playing on yours?
No, I never thought of that. He had a little band, and every time the band rehearsed in the garage, the cops would show up, and it was so loud.
Seriously?
And I'm not kidding.
Wait, this must have been rock and not jazz.
Well, he had so many amplifiers, I couldn't park the car.
They were all in the garage.
So, John, what were you playing in the garage when the police were coming?
Well, I was playing, our band just played songs that we could play that had three or four chords. So we played the Allman Brothers, we played some Eric Clapton and mostly Peter Frampton. I liked him and the Eagles and James Taylor and Jackson Browne and those kind of bands. And we liked to play outside in the summer, and that's what got us in a lot of trouble from playing outside.
So what got you from there back into the kind of jazz that your father had played?
Well, you know, he never said any of that was bad. He just didn't like the volume. So, you know, that was the thing. We love music so much. And then he had said in an interview once years ago, and I didn't even realize it, is that I had learned Chick Corea's Spain off of a record to play with a bunch of our friends at a talent show. This kid wanted to play it on the trombone, so we all learned it. And he was impressed that I learned this difficult song off the record, because that's how I learned songs, rock songs. And so that's when the Django Reinhardt lesson came up. You know, I learned the Rose Room off of a Django Reinhardt record, and then I learned some of the duets that he did with George Barnes off of the record. So I got to do gigs with him, and then I would do my rock and roll gigs. He said I was the only jazz musician who played jazz to support his rock and roll habits. Usually the other way around.
Becky, when John was a boy, did you intentionally try to do things to expose him to music and to the music that you particularly loved? You probably heard a lot of it just in the course of things, but, you know, like some people will actually, like, make sure that they're playing certain records to their children when their children are around so that...
No. Yeah. You know, actually, we had a lot of people come over to the house, like Joe Venuti and Zoot Sims. Benny Goodman was over many times.
Mm-hmm.
And when they saw these big figures, you know, I think it made a big impression, especially Zoot.
Yeah, they were like stars, you know. So that was sort of, that was the thing, too. If you really wanted to speak my father's language, you had to learn his songs. You know, you had to learn Honeysuckle Rose and Sweet Georgia Brown and Rose Room, because that way you could get in on the jam session, you know. Otherwise, you were sort of outside the circle.
Becky, were there things you didn't want to expose John to about your musician friends?
No.
Did they have any, like, bad habits or crude language that you didn't want to expose your son to?
No, I mean, they heard that in high school anyway, so.
It was probably worse in high school. You know, everybody was gentlemanly around the house. Zoot Sims was one of the greatest guys to hang around. He liked to play ping pong. We'd play ping pong with him, and he was drinking scotch the whole time, but we never thought anything about him drinking scotch, you know, and hanging out all day with us.
Slam store and Ovaltine every night.
Yeah, that was everybody was fun.
John, how old were you when you started playing with your father?
I guess it had to be 16, 17, 18, somewhere in there is when I would come on at the end of gigs that he would do his solo concerts and play either Chickenella Swing and Stage Fright or Honeysuckle Rose. Those were like the three things that I knew. So it was probably 1976, 77, 78.
How did you both feel about that? John, how did you feel about playing with your father?
Oh, I always loved it. That was fun for me to go to the gigs. I loved hearing him play, and whoever he was playing with was fun. So I loved going with him to record dates when I was a little kid. I could sit in a studio all day and listen to him play. So there was something in me that it was much like my father, the stories I've heard about him as a youngster playing the guitar. So I was just meant to be a musician. It's a good thing he wasn't a plumber, or else we wouldn't be on the air today.
And Becky, what was it like for you to bring your son on stage? Were you convinced he was really talented at this point, or did it just feel like, I'm going to give my son a little showcase? Because, you know, a lot of parents just want to show off their children.
Well, he had the passion. I know. He had the passion to want to play. I knew that. So I didn't want to stop him from doing anything. You know, and then if I brought him up on stage, I knew what he was going to play. So it worked out.
Well, John, your new CD is songs associated with Frank Sinatra, but I want to go back to an earlier CD of duets between the two of you. And this is an album called Contrasts that was released back in 1998. And I thought we'd play Stage Fright, which is a composition that was originally recorded as a duet by the guitarist Carl Kress and Dick McDonough. So how did you start working this up together as a duet?
Well, that was part of the repertoire in the Pizzarelli family. I learned from my uncles, and they told me, listen to Dick McDonough and Carl Kress, and listen to George Van Epps and Alan Roos. And
you had the original records of Carl and Dick playing Stage Fright.
Yeah, the old 78s, so we listened to them, and then we found the music somehow, and all of a sudden we started playing it.
Yeah, he had like a third-generation photocopy of Stage Fright and Chickenella Swing, and he originally, it is part of the Pizzarelli repertoire. My sister Mary originally played the second parts that I play on this recording, and then he would sit down and say, here's what you got to do, and we'd do eight bars at a time, and I'd get hit over the head a couple of times, but by the end, we have it all worked out. But this is really like one of the first things that we played together.
Okay, well, this is Bucky Pizzarelli and John Pizzarelli, father and son, from a 1998 album called Contrasts. That's Stage Fright, featuring my guests Bucky and John Pizzarelli from their 1998 album Contrasts. John's new album, featuring his father, is a tribute to Sinatra. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are singer and guitarist John Pizzarelli and his father, the guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli. Bucky plays guitar on John's new album, Dear Mr. Sinatra. How would you each describe your guitar styles? How would you compare them? Bucky, how would you compare your style and John's?
Well, I started back in the 30s when I was taking lessons from my uncles, Peter and Bobby Dominic. And Bobby was on the road with a lot of dance bands, Clyde McCoy, Buddy Rogers, Frank Daly. And every time he came off the road, you know, during the Depression, he had a little Dodge. He had a gabardine suit on and a big, beautiful Gibson guitar. And boy, my eyes opened up, and the next thing he'd show me a few chords that nobody in Patterson ever saw. So that's what got me started. So I just followed his career, and I said, when I get older, I'd like to do the same thing. And luckily, when I was 17, I got out of high school, and I went with Vaughn Monroe's band, only to be drafted in about 4 months later, but I did get a taste of it when I was a kid.
So you're a product of the big bands.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything was a big band setting for me.
John, how would you compare your style to your father's?
Well, I think he was, like he said, he's sort of more of a product of guys all playing together and learning from my father, his uncles. I learned more off of records and then from playing with my father. We have these seven-string guitars with the low A. It's a regular guitar with a low A on it that George Van Epps had invented, and we got the guitars and learned that, and we could accompany each other because we had the bass notes. And I think that my guitar style is a little coarser, got a little more point to it. I think he's more of a chord melody. And there's more of a real sensitive style to the way he plays. You know, it's funny, though, is that he came to a gig that we did once, and he played my guitar. I called him up to play my guitar and play a couple of solos on it. And when he played my guitar, which is a different brand and, you know, just different everything, and he played my guitar and he sounded like him on his guitar. So I was like, well, that's obviously not the guitar. It's something inside his hands that's where his sound comes from. So it's two different sounds. His is, I think, probably more studied, and there's something about his style that captures every guitar player who listens to him. And mine is just, it's different.
John, when did you start singing?
I sang through all the way, you know, I like to sing Beatles songs and all that all the way from the beginning, but it was when I went to college, I would play in coffee houses, James Taylor and Kenny Rankin and Michael Frank songs. And I accompanied, when I came back from school in 1980, I accompanied my high school buddy who sang like Dick Haymes and Sinatra and Crosby songs. And I would accompany him. We'd play in restaurants and things. And when he'd say, you sing a song, I'd play, Popsicle Toes or some Michael Franks tune. And that's when I found all the Nat King Cole songs. So I would sing roots. When I found those songs, I really found a repertoire that I could build the foundation for who I wanted to be on. So it was really around that time that I started to do that. And then we'd play concerts together, and my dad, in the middle of the concert, he'd say, sing Route 66 or something, you know. He'd point to me, and I'd sing Route 66 and Sentimental Reasons. We'd always do that in the middle of our shows.
Well, I have to say, you guys obviously really enjoy playing with family, because you've not only played a lot with each other, and then, there's your uncles, but also, John, you and your wife, Jessica Mulaski, perform a lot together. What's special about performing with family? Oh, I should mention your brother, Martin, the bass player, who's in your trio.
That's right.
Yeah. So yes. What's special about playing with family?
Well, my father has an expression. You know your expression? You can't beat blood. He just loves... there's something about... that's special about it, that I've always loved. We love playing music in the house. We don't think of music as a profession, I don't think. We just love playing. And there's an idea that when I met Jessica, too, she had the same kind of idea about performing that we did. There's just something wonderful about being able to play music for people. And we got it from our uncles. They love just playing the banjos out and wherever people wanted to hear them. And it wasn't really about making money. And that's what we sort of learned at. I mean, why we like playing together as a family, I guess. It's easier. And you don't have to pay everybody as much.
Everybody was out of work.
Well, John Pizzarelli, Bucky Pizzarelli, thank you both very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Terry. Good to talk to you again, Terry.
John Pizzarelli's new album, Dear Mr. Sinatra, features his father, Bucky Pizzarelli, on guitar. This week, John's group, The Swing Seven, performs at Birdland in New York.